This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
AJ Cassavell became a dad for the first time just a few weeks ago. He's now back to work. Maybe he thought returning would be some nice baseball. Instead, he's gotten a team that is in the torture chamber right now that he's covering. Not quite as much fun, but AJ Cassavell from MLB.com joins us right now on 97.3 The Fan. AJ, big congratulations from all three of us here on fatherhood.
Yeah, thanks, guys. My son and I spent the last like 3 or 4 weeks watching the Padres play some pretty good baseball, and then I came back to work, and they've just kind of, I don't know, they look more like the 2023 version. So maybe it's me. I don't know.
Well, don't say that because people will actually then blame you.
Yeah. All right. I should disprove that then, because last year, actually, in the games that I covered, because I cover about 130 games a year, last year the Padres were 15 games over 500 in the games that I covered.
That's pretty good.
It is assuredly not me.
So when your fill-ins were there, like Sean O'Neill or someone, that's when they collapsed last year?
Essentially, yeah.
Ouch.
Your article that you wrote, Cassavell, my first game as a Padre, I honestly was weeping. I didn't know about your father passing away. It's so special. It was such a great piece that you wrote. I'm so happy for you, man. Fatherhood is the ultimate blessing, and I'm stoked, man. I'll tell you this: as hard as it may seem right now, it only gets worse. Just so you know, every stage is harder. Each stage is harder than the last one, and you think you're in the pits of hell sometimes, and you're like, wow. Wow, it's actually worse now. Terrible twos? No. Wait till he hits three. But it's such a delight along the way, and your article was really, really good, man.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, so far it's been easy because for the most part I haven't been back at work, and even in the last week I had some family in town helping out, which was great. And yeah. So today is kind of my first day where I'm a little bit sleep deprived, and he just went back down in the bassinet. So I'm gonna as soon as I get off here, I'm crashing for a little bit. I'm hoping to get a little bit extra sleep before I can get back to the ballpark this afternoon.
All right, AJ, I'm going to start here with a big picture question for you. When things are going poorly, fans tend to want something to be done, some action to be taken, usually by maybe the general manager, sometimes the manager making some sort of change. I look at this Padres team, though, and I have trouble finding an area where you could actually make a notable change with players locked into big time contracts, with no trade clauses, without much of a bench to speak of to, you know, replace starters, without much of a pitching depth. This is almost a change proof team. Do you see any areas where, if things aren't going well, that the Padres could make some moves at this point?
Well, I think they could upgrade. Like, there are ways to upgrade the bench, there are ways to add hitters that, like, into that DH spot, that DH rotation that's a little better. There's ways to, I don't know, fill out the back of the rotation. But these are all like trade deadline things down the road, where if the Padres are playing the type of baseball they're playing now, like, that might not be the prudent decision to make. And so you look at the roster, kind of the way it's constructed right now, there's not this big fix, because you have those big guys already in the spots they're supposed to be in this lineup, in this rotation. And those guys, I think, essentially just need to perform better. You're getting probably less than you would have expected from maybe like 7 or 8 of the bigger stars on this roster. And there's also a track record of those guys performing better. But before, I mean, it's, It's early. We can say that it's April, but last season it was early until it wasn't, and all of a sudden the Padres found themselves on the outside looking in despite a really strong finish. And so at some point things got to click, and I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be the case for all of those guys, but some of the guys the Padres are counting on, the guys the Padres are counting on to replace Juan Soto. I mean, the big bats have underperformed. The guys the Padres were in the rotation the last time through haven't been good enough. And there's, like I said, there's a track record for those guys to be better, but at some point they have to do it because they can't put themselves behind the eight ball like they did last season.
Talking to our pal A.J. Cassavell here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, a couple of games notwithstanding, A.J., the bullpen this year has been pretty solid, and now you're finding it hard to get to some of your more high-leverage guys because you're not scoring runs. It's such a vicious circle, this game of baseball. Like, everything really needs to be clicking at once. It feels like it's been a long time for this San Diego Padres team that everything has actually clicked at once. You had one essentially good turn through the rotation this season so far. When you look at the starting pitching right now, I mean, it feels dicey to me, extremely dicey. Bullpen actually is the one area where I'm like, you know what? If we can get a lead, I'm fairly confident, again, couple games notwithstanding, fairly confident the bullpen can get it done. But pitching-wise, starting pitching's got to be a focus, yeah?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if Yu Darvish comes back tonight and pitches like the good version of Yu Darvish that we've seen in the past, and if Joe Musgrove can in some way, shape, or form figure out his command, figure out what's wrong with the slider, get his velo up half a mile per hour. Like, those concerns are alleviated in a big way because Michael King has still done some really good things despite his last two starts, one of which was at Coors Field, the other of which was against the Phillies offense that is basically the murderer's row Yankees over the weekend. I think there's some good things to say about what this rotation can be if Joe Musgrove and Yu Darvish are the versions of themselves that the Padres have seen in the past. Now, that at this point, it seems like it might be asking a lot because both their seasons ended early last year due to injuries. I don't think those injuries are lingering into what these guys are doing this season, but it's impossible to ignore the possibility given kind of how they performed and the fact that Darvish is on the IL right now due to come off this afternoon. So the rotation, there's some makings of what should be a pretty good group, I think, because Dylan Cease has been really good and Michael King has shown flashes of being really good. But those stalwarts just need to be better.
AJ, I fully expect when the Padres acquire hitters that there may be some, you know, lowering of the offensive numbers with Petco Park and how it's played in the past. So, you know, I didn't think Xander Bogaerts is going to be a 30 home run hitter. But when you look at the numbers and the hard hit balls and David Schoenfield had, you know, went through it. He's now down to the 8th percentile in hard hit rate. He was in 65th in 2021, 47th in 2022, 18th last year, and now 8th percent hard hit rate. That's a dramatically steep decline. And while he has downplayed the wrist issues that were talked about a lot last year, he's pretty much, you know, said it's not an issue this year. I have to wonder if there's something physically going on with Xander Bogaerts, because that's an alarming trend for any baseball player, especially one signed to a long-term big-money contract.
Yeah, for it to be that stark and for it to be where it is right now from a guy who has hit the ball really hard in the past and has gotten good results from it, like you kind of have to wonder. He's not letting us into that possibility if that's bothering him, but, I mean, the results kind of speak for themselves. So if it's not that, then something needs to change with his swing, with his stance. I don't know. I'm not going to get too deep into the hitting mechanics of it all because I frankly don't have the answers. But it's looked kind of. I mean, it's looked ugly through a few weeks, and the fact that he's not making any of that hard contact. And if you watch this guy in Boston, it was. I mean, even if it wasn't 30 homers, it was line drives into the gap all the time. And he hasn't been that player in San Diego, and you kind of got to wonder. You got to wonder whether it's health, whether it's risk related, and if not, what can be done to change it. Whatever it is, the Padres need to figure it out soon because he's obviously an integral part of what they're trying to do and what their future is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to AJ Casavell here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, the lone bright spot this year offensively, other than Jackson Merrill, I don't want to take anything away from what he's been able to do as a rookie, is Jerickson Profar. You know, we were laughing about it before the show, talking about the makeup of guys that you know, make up this team. Both kind of agreed, like, Jerickson Profar, one of the only guys that is worse when he leaves here and really seems to be at home here and really is a leader of this team for $1 million. He thrives here, $1 million a year. It's been really remarkable watching his turnaround this year and the attitude, everything that he brings to the table. They were talking about it on the broadcast last night. You hate playing against him. You absolutely loathe him if he's on the other team. But you got to have guys like that on this squad. That was a really good pickup in the offseason for A.J. Preller. What do you think, when you look at Jerickson, is it kind of cross your fingers and pray that it doesn't end anytime soon?
Well, I think the underlying numbers say that it's not going to be this good as long as he's here. Like,
yeah.
He's been really good, even if he hasn't been necessarily probably as good as what his numbers say. I think, and not to take this back in the negative direction, but I think like the fact that Jerickson Profar has established himself as the clear, I wrote about this last night, that the fact that Jerickson Profar has established himself as the clear option in the leadoff spot has been probably the Padres' best hitter over the first month. Like, that is both a credit to Jerickson Profar and something of an indictment on the rest of the team and the fact and a summary of what the problems are, because in an ideal world, if you have this version of Jerickson Profar and he's hitting sixth or seventh because Ha-Sung Kim or Xander Bogaerts has really grabbed hold of that leadoff spot and Tatis and Machado are playing up to their capabilities, like that's what you want this offense to be. And the offense has generally been pretty good, but I just think it's been a product more of some performances like Profar, some stuff down the lineup with Jackson Merrill, like Rosario has been pretty good. That's both a good thing and a problem for the offense. But if we want to focus on what Profar has meant to the group, like the intangibles of it all, it's there for everyone to see. I mean, he's sparked this group before. I think we saw it in the 2022 postseason. It was more than just what he did on the field. I think he led off for most of those playoffs and just some of the at-bats and the tone that he set and just kind of his nature of not giving in. I think this team, this group of guys, like, clearly responds to that. And the fact that the Padres are able to bring him back at such a steal, it's both a coup, the fact that he's been as good as he's been for as cheap as he's been, and the fact that he's been this good when the Padres were ideally kind of planning on him being in a part-time role, maybe a bench bat, maybe a DH bat, maybe – 3 or 4 games a week, and now he's kind of so integral to this lineup. Again, credit to him. Also, an indictment on some issues elsewhere.
I am not the a big believer in the magical powers of the team meeting or the players only meeting, but they do happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was one forthcoming, even if there was one we haven't heard about yet. I don't know what would be discussed, though, you know, other than play better in a team meeting. If you were on the team and you called a team meeting, AJ, what would be the topic du jour right now for the San Diego Padres?
Yeah, I think that's probably why you don't call the team meeting right now, although I don't know the logistics of how team meetings get called in the first place. Actually, I would read a story on that.
I would too. Is it a group text? Is there like a memo that's posted on the locker room somewhere? How does that work?
Yeah. But I don't know the answer to that. I know they held quite a few last season, and they generally didn't seem to work. But this season, like, I think that's the reason you don't hold one right now, because I don't know that there is that issue. I mean, they seem to be playing with kind of the requisite fire. They seem to be playing with clean baseball defensively. They're doing a lot of the right things, and then they're just not hitting when they need to hit, not hitting when they pitch, not pitching when they hit, and it's just kind of fallen into this little rut where things and whatever they need to go right doesn't go right, and that's kind of how baseball works sometimes. And so if you're sitting here looking at them being four games under 500, well, they probably could be based on some underlying numbers, some numbers that we've seen from what their pitching staff could be and what their offense. I mean, their offense has been pretty good. And then last night when they need. I don't know. They need to answer back to the few runs Matt Waldron gives up early. They just fell completely flat against obviously a really good pitcher, but it just hasn't kind of been cohesive enough in when they're getting stuff done. So again, that's why I'm not calling a team meeting right now. I don't think there's a major issue that needs to be addressed. They, like you said, they just need to play better. They need to make the pitches when they need to make the pitches. They need to get the hits when they need to get the hits, and they haven't done that in the last five games.
AJ, well, we know you probably have to get back to some sort of schedule, so we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your now much busier day to enlighten Ben and Woods listeners out there on the San Diego Padres.
Thank
appreciate
you,
your time.
Much busier, but in a better way. Thanks,
attaboy.
Guys.
Of course. AJ Cassavell, MLB.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.